Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Chris Armbruster, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Mid-Cap Growth Strategy. Welcome back, Chris. Chris, for the fourth quarter, market returns were flat to up modestly. And particularly for the past half year and really whole year, growth outperforming value, particularly in concentrated tech stocks and lower quality stocks leading the pack. Can you speak about the impact this has had on your particular strategy?
Donald Trump has once again been elected as the president of the United States. He ran on a platform of deregulation and shifting spending from the inefficiencies of the public sector to the private sector. The thinking follows that this could usher in a period of accelerating growth in the United States, with increased capital formation and risk-taking from both corporate executives and the investment community. More commonly, this is referred to as animal spirits. As a result, some of the most speculative stocks in the market took off during the fourth quarter. Within the Russell Mid-Cap Growth Benchmark, stocks with a beta of greater than 2 rallied 50% on average, and those with a beta of 1.5 to 2 were up 17%. Collectively, these stocks represent 27% of the benchmark versus less than 20% of our mid-cap growth portfolio and accounted for almost all of our underperformance during the quarter.
Chris, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the fourth quarter of 2024?
The top five contributors to the mid-cap growth portfolio this quarter are global e-commerce enabler Global E, content delivery platform Cloudflare, multi-carrier insurance broker Goosehead, FICO score creator Fair Isaac, and restaurant software provider Toast. The name we would like to spend a little more time with this quarter is Toast. Toast is a provider of operating software to the restaurant industry. With well over 20 different modules, the platform provides everything from ordering and delivery to payments, payroll and scheduling, inventory management, and e-commerce tools. While most national-scale chains have homegrown or highly customized alternatives, Toast found a strong foothold with smaller restaurant operators needing enterprise-level capabilities. It has rapidly grown the number of locations served from 40,000 in 2020 to 127,000 as of the end of the third quarter of 2024. As Toast becomes the central operating system of a restaurant, we believe the software grows to be incredibly sticky, which could create high levels of disruption should a customer decide to switch to a competitor. Additionally, as a customer adds modules over time, a natural uplift in revenue generated per location will occur. We also believe the platform drives cost savings that can offset the subscription fees paid by the operator. With only 700,000 restaurant locations in the U.S., there has been much debate about market saturation and whether Toast will hit a growth wall at some point. Over the past few quarters, we believe the company has allayed some of those concerns in a number of different ways. First, location growth has continued at a relatively robust rate in the U.S., as Toast has had some success moving upmarket to medium-sized chain operators. Additionally, it has inked contracts with large hotel operators, as well as some food and beverage retailers, to expand its addressable market. Finally, Toast has launched the platform in a handful of international countries, where early traction has been encouraging. Perhaps even more exciting is that Toast has been able to continue this growth while dramatically expanding margins. EBITDA margins were negative as recently as 2022 and are tracking to the positive high single digits for 2024. In our view, revenue scaling has been complemented by expense discipline, including diligent hiring, increased automation, brand awareness-led marketing efficiency, and utilization of a global workforce. We remain optimistic about the company's long-term opportunity. The bottom five detractors from the mid-cap growth portfolio performance for the quarter were power control module maker Monolithic Power, Latin and South American e-commerce and fintech platform Mercado Libre, precision instrument manufacturer Mettler Toledo, semiconductor and system test equipment manufacturer Teradyne, and functional energy drink provider Celsius. The detractor we wanted to focus on this quarter is Mettler Toledo. Mettler is a leading company in precision weighing and measuring instruments for mainly niche market applications. While it maintains the leading market share in nearly all of its highly fragmented markets, its weighted average market share is just 25%, which, from our perspective, leaves plenty of room to take share from smaller competitors. In our view, Mettler differentiates itself in a few ways. First, it has a broader product offering with the ability to supply customers a higher percentage of their overall needs. Second, the company has a global services infrastructure that helps keep the installed base of equipment functioning optimally and can highlight opportunities for upgrades or cross-sells. Finally, we believe Mettler's scale allows it to invest in technology that peers cannot. It has started to infuse data analytic capabilities into its equipment and invested in technology, including consolidated 70 ERP systems down to just one. Mettler has faced a litany of headwinds over the last few years, most of which seem transitory, but have combined to keep EPS growth below 10% for a second straight year following 15-plus years of meaningful gains. First, Mettler has a sizable business in China, accounting for greater than 20% of revenue. That business is under severe pressure due to weakness in the Chinese economy, which has manifested itself in outright declines in many industrial customer orders and in a big step back in healthcare-related R&D, an end market to which Mettler is highly levered. Next, the core healthcare customer around the world has faced issues with funding, both in terms of availability and cost, which has dampened R&D activity. Finally, there was some over-ordering during 2022 because of global supply chain disruptions, leading to a pull forward in demand, which has reversed over the last year or so. Throughout all of Mettler's headwinds, one thing we believe has remained constant is its pricing power. Price has accounted for significant growth per year, just as it has for well over a decade, reconfirming the value proposition of its instruments. At some point, we believe the macro factors affecting volumes should reverse, which would allow the shares to recover. It would also stand to reason that efforts to streamline the company's back office could result in higher than usual incremental margins on that additional revenue.
Chris, the market showed periods of broadening out in the second half of the year. Do you believe this can continue into 2025? And if so, why?
The Magnificent Seven are great businesses. Most of them are essentially monopolies with highly capital-efficient business models that can reinvest to stay ahead of competitive threats. As the proverb says, however, trees don't grow to the sky. Many of these megacaps are facing law of large numbers headwinds, while at the same time increasing capital spending to try to capture opportunities in artificial intelligence. Conversely, small and mid-cap names have contended with growth headwinds for the past few years that could be starting to abate, while many inflationary forces that have impacted margins are also cooling off. Expectations for these two groups are dramatically different. The large and mega caps are believed to be mostly infallible, whereas projections for the smaller companies are relatively muted. In our view, this combination is a recipe for outperformance from the broader market in 2025.
Chris, earnings growth for mid-cap stocks are estimated to have returned to positive growth this past quarter and strengthening into 2025. What do you feel most optimistic about heading into next year for investors in your strategy, and where would you be most concerned?
There is a non-zero chance that the second Trump administration ushers in an age of above-trend growth for the U.S. economy on the back of deregulation and reduced government spending that crowds in the private sector. That chain of events would be objectively bullish for equities. Should that not come to pass, however, we believe businesses are relatively well positioned to thrive anyways, with corporate balance sheets in very good shape and much of the volatility in cost of goods sold and supply chains from the last few years dying down. At the top of the list of concerns is a major geopolitical conflict, but admittedly, that is a lower probability event. There is a laundry list of less black swan things that some might sum up to a wall of worry if one were into that nomenclature. We are watching the path forward on tariffs and their impact on global growth, the newly minted Department of Government Efficiency and its impact on growth here at home, the persistence of inflation and its impact on federal policy, and interest rates, which have returned to October 2023's cyclical highs and their impact on global liquidity.
Chris, as always, thanks for taking time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.